So, William, what are we doing now, or what are they doing now?
Well, the gentlemen now are going to have tea. And we've got this lovely array of cups and saucers and scones in front of us, and we're going to see what they do. Now, gentlemen, when I say the word tea, what do you understand, Lou?
Well, you have breakfast, dinner, and you tea at the night.
And John?
Well, similar to Lou, but I'm also aware of the concept, because we've got this in front of us, of afternoon tea. Not that I've ever partaken of afternoon tea, but I believe that this is what you get.
That's like cake and tea, isn't it? Just yeah.
Have you had afternoon tea?
No, it's just snacks in between meals, really.
Well, afternoon tea comes at roughly about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and it was invented by Anna, who was the 7th Duchess of Bedford, in around 1840. And so you would have breakfast, lunch and tea, which was a snack, and then dinner. Now there is some confusion, especially up here, with tea and dinner. But if we're being absolutely correct, it would be tea being a light meal and then dinner.
See, when I was a kid, living in Ancoats there, my mum used to come out of the house about 5 o'clock and shout us all in for our tea, all my brothers. And she'd stand at the door, shouting all the names, and then get in here, it's your tea.
And that was your
tea.
And that was the last meal of the day.
Yeah, yeah. Unless you were having supper at the night, which was like about 10 o'clock or something, a bit of toast with a bit of cheese on it or something like that.
Yeah, supper was a much lighter meal. But let's focus on afternoon tea.
Depends on what you like, innit?
Well, yes, I mean, absolutely.
If you fancy a bit of toast with a bit of cheese on, or if you wanted something lighter, you'd probably have a biscuit or something like that, really.
Mm. Absolutely right, yes. Now, we have...
the world according to Lou. No, carry on then, will you?
Now, we have these lovely... What do we have in front of us? What would you call them, John?
A slate.
No, no, what's on this thing here?
A scone.
Okay, and Lou, how would you say it?
Yeah, scone, yeah. Scone.
Ah, now, did we notice the difference in pronunciation there?
You That's said... because once it's gone, it's gone.
The old ones are the best. Yes, exactly. Once it's gone, it's gone. And scone is the correct pronunciation.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Oh, I say it wrong with John.
Posh Lou.
Her Majesty would say scone, and that's what we'll say. So, let's start eating.